Good evening, Patriots, and welcome to Bards FM. Tonight we're listening to The Left's Fear.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good evening, Patriots. And we'll start off tonight with our public service announcements. So first off the top is Bards Fest, 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri. Two locations, one mission. Bring God back to the center of this nation. So you can head on over to bardsfest.com or bardsfm.com and click on the Bards Fest tab. And there you can find all the information on the event and get your tickets. Tickets for indoors and tickets for outdoors. After tonight, we should have a daily schedule up, so by tomorrow you can see pretty much who's going to be speaking which days, but this is time to get at your tickets and get on over there and get ready for what will be probably the biggest event in history for a revival. This is about God's event, and we need people there to come and celebrate God for this nation and all the glory that we have in this nation. And second up tonight for our public service announcement is MyPillow and Mike Lindell. What a great guy and amazing patriot. They've got an amazing sale going on right now for towels, and so it's a one price for six towels. Scroll on down the page at MyPillow.com. Look for Radio Listeners Box. Click on that. You'll see all the great specials. Right there, you can use your Bards promo code, B-A-R-D-S, Bards promo code, to get great savings on everything and to support what is truly one of America's greatest companies and definitely one of America's greatest CEOs. He's a patriot. He's a Christian. And he's a fighter for America, so we want to support him as much as possible. And anyway, you're going to need your My Slippers for the Slipper Revolution Day, which is the 27th of August, at Bards Fest. So we've got a lot of great speakers at Bards Fest: Mike Lindell, Sherry Tenpenny, Carrie Madej, just on and on. Just great names that were going to be there. Andrew Wakefield. Just lots and lots of people, great pastors, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Travis Graham, Pastor Tony Wood. So we want to get you over there and just enjoy an amazing, amazing time. Pastor McLeod, these are all pastors that have stood up to smaller pastor churches too, that they've all stood up against the tyranny to not let their churches be closed. You also have Pastor Butch Paw from West Virginia, another firebrand. So we've really got some amazing things going on, and we really want to get everybody there to mobilize and make this one of the greatest awakenings in the history of man. All right, Patriots. If you know, in this craziest time that we are in right now, as everything seems to be going haywire, it probably is for the left, because what we're starting to see is the levels of fear that are settling in. One of the things that they're dealing with right now are as kind of a two-front war that we're now starting to take the high ground on. But taking the high ground also means they're going to push back and use every mechanism they can to try to defeat this fight. And the one thing about this is this truly is a fight. We are in the middle of a true revolution for the freedom of this nation, and in so doing, setting the freedom for the world. If you look at what happened today on Capitol Hill with Senator Rand Paul and Fauci, in the quote, "There will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself," is what Rand Paul told Fauci. If you get the pictures of Fauci, you have to start to wonder if that's really Fauci. He suddenly has gained some weight in his face. Looks a little younger. Almost like, huh, I wonder if you're wearing a mask there, Fauci. Almost like you maybe might be a stand-in. Maybe Fauci's gone. Who knows? That'd be nice. But anyway, we have the deep state trying to do everything they can to try to defend their position. But each time they're trying to defend their position, what we're seeing is that they're being exposed, even as these discoveries of the injection are being revealed, which that's being led by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and they are waging war on her. Now, I said this at the festival or at the Patriot rally this weekend, and I said it last night, and I'm going to remind everybody. NSA is doing data collection on Sherry Tenpenny. That's your government doing data collection on her. They're targeting her and 12 others as they consider top influencers that are trying to keep the truth out there as they try to find ways to suppress it. And the only reason you suppress that type of truth is when you're afraid to show something. They've got a whole mass of drones and zombies on the left that are considering themselves vaxxed and saving the world. But if those people would use their brain for something other than a butt pillow, we might be able to realize that when you start to censor people for the truth, or censor people for that matter for anything they're going to say, there's something to hide. Obviously, this agenda is on full swing right now, and there is something coming. There was a July 4th deadline that was set out there, and they didn't make it. They didn't even come close. From what we can tell, the real numbers are probably less than 40% of people truly and fully injected, which means that their 70% mark was massively missed. And this is a huge win for us. We have to keep the pressure on, because there's still people out here deciding whether or not they want to take the injection. And in the meantime, that fear that they're feeling is now being taken out on individuals. And they're targeting, as I said, they're targeting Dr. Tenpenny and many others to try to take them out of play and ruin their reputation. When they can't get to the facts, they always become personal. And that's just the way the left plays. The media has so lost its soul into this fight of wokeness that it's not even, they're not even good storytellers anymore. And the wokeness culture is completely getting lost. Now, if you didn't see as well, Black Rifle Coffee now suddenly became woke with their comments over the weekend. Black Rifle Coffee made some disparaging comments into a New York Times that they're now claiming was taken out of context. I will just say this, if those comments were taken out of context, I'd like to see what the context was. Because they absolutely turned against patriots. They claimed that there were patriots that they wanted to see removed at any cost, basically, from their list, and that included the Proud Boys. Now, there's no doubt the Proud Boys were infiltrated by the FBI, but that doesn't change the fact that there's some great patriots in the Proud Boy movement. So you make up your own mind on how you want to deal with Black Rifle Coffee, but go woke, go broke is my motto, and that's shared by many, and they're feeling it right now. So decide. We've got some other surprises on the coffee front coming up soon, though, and I kind of tease that up next week, so watch out, because there's a rumor that there might be a healthy coffee coming out through Bard's. Maybe. Never know. Just maybe. So, we are in this time right now. We are in this time right now when the deep state is literally being revealed. And in the process of being revealed, they are in a full panic mode. The other front war is the election fraud. And the election fraud is starting to surface up. Arizona is continuing to push forward to reveal exactly what's going on there, as are other states. And that is starting to grow. You're starting to see this. If you go on to Telegram and you start looking at the election state by state and these movements to do recount, it's growing massively. And people are waking up to the fact that there was a massive election fraud, something that every Trump supporter knew by the morning of November 4th. But it's now spread across the country, and no matter what the media is trying to do, it can't contain it. They're going to try to tell you that it can't be redone. They're going to try to tell you that electorals can't be recalled. Remember, President Trump never, ever conceded. He is still active in this, and he has every right to ask for an audit. Again, here we go with the left stuff again, because the propaganda is that this is a criminal act, or that these are somehow radical or right-wing extremists pushing this. Ask yourself a simple question. Why would anybody not want an election verified? Why would anybody not want the election of the President of the United States, the most powerful nation in the world, verified? Unless you had something to hide, hand puppet Joe Biden and mattress back Kamala Harris that used to be a man. Man, I'll tell you, what is with this snip and clip culture anyway, man? Snip and tuck, all over the place. And the more that we learn about these people, the more of them were like, who are you, man? Like, were you a girl before and a guy now and then went back to being a girl? Or were you a girl and then a guy and a girl? It's so confusing. They all seem to get off on this snip and tuck stuff. And there's so many of them. It's like it's a requirement to go into politics in the Democrat Party. If you don't wear a rainbow flag and don't dance around with a weenie snip, you're not supposed to be running for office, I guess. I'll tell you. The latest from MSNBC is that the use of patriot is considered hate speech. Notice they always do this, and they prime their audiences for the fear that of their losing. So they've got a cult of people around them, and that's really what the left is. The left is nothing more than a cult. And the cult, it keeps its people wrapped around this umbrella of information blackout. Keeps them stovepiped and tunnel visioned all the way through by constantly telling them these things to get them focused on a very narrow band of thinking. The sad part is there's some really smart people on the left that are really culturally stupid. And they just have no common sense to realize that the bandwidth in which they're looking at here is so narrow that they're literally being shaped mentally to react and to be hand puppets for the deep state. So the latest here is no surprise coming from MSNBC that now every patriot, and since I'm a patriot and you're a patriot, we are now representatives of hate speech. Wonderful. I'm a hateful person because I'm a patriot. God bless me. God bless me very much. It's awesome. I think I'll own that one. Might even have to have a, maybe I'll have it make a cake or something over that. It'd be great. And then, of course, we have the continual reveal of the FBI's involvement in the kidnapping attempt on Whitmer. You see, it's just unprecedented what you're seeing. You're seeing the FBI, you're seeing other agencies all working to create subversive activities and then blame it on the right. Blame it on the conservatives of this nation. I really should just call them blame it on the Americans of this nation, because we're really not conservative or right. We're just God-loving, God-fearing patriots that love our nation. Oh, there's that word again, patriot. I wish he was on. I would literally invite him on the show, and I would say this. It would just be like every other word. I would be like, okay, Dan Patterson from MSNBC, I'm a patriot, and I want to know if you're a patriot. And today I'm a patriot, and I want to know if that makes me a hate speech patriot. I mean, these people are literally out of their mind. But they're out of their mind because they know that they're losing. And that's the thing to remember here. No matter what they do right now, everything is a reactive mode towards a place of them trying to regain control of something they lost. And what is that? They lost the control to control people's minds. And it's out of control. We've long passed the point of being able to contain it. Like, literally, you cannot put this genie back in the bottle. And as people start to realize how much fraud there has been, how many lies there has been, how deep this fraud of the injection is, This is a criminal event. But the part to remember is this is not a game. And I know we've heard this from Q, but it is literally not a joke when we say it. This is not a game. The stakes could not be higher. So while we can have a good time laughing at their blindness or their attempts to brainwash people with their stupid little propaganda lies, the fact of the matter is that these people have resources, they have reach, and they are intending to keep control and power at any cost. So it is really an important point to keep focused on what this fight is. Our mission every single day is to engage people and to try to awaken people. Sometimes that means you're going to do it one grain of sand at a time. Other times you're literally going to do it with a sledgehammer. But however that happens, you have to get people to wake up. And by the way, that's a virtual sledgehammer. So we don't have somebody going out here and taking a sledgehammer to somebody's car. Don't do that. Bad idea. You might feel like it. Not a good idea. Try doing it with just words and ideas and thoughts and truth. Please. Thank you. Every one of our channels these days is so heavily monitored. It's crazy. And the slightest thing we do, if we aren't careful even how we frame things, we're going to get some lunatic doing something out here. And frankly, that's what they're trying to do with Dr. Tenpenny. Their idea right now of calling out these top 12 and including her in there and then having NSA doing some data reach and data scrub on her to get her data, All of this is not so much in hopes of doing anything through the government, but in provoking some crazy leftist out here who's a vax lover, who thinks that they're going to save the world by doing a mercy attack or attempted attack on Dr. Tenpenny, simply to save the world, right? That's the idea of the left that they always work on. So our movement has to be strong. You've got to rally around all of these people that have their voices out here. With the doctor, the 12 docs, it was five doctors, and there's 12 on that list, by the way. And you need to rally around them and give them as much support as possible, but also be the echo chambers that continue to push their word out there. What they have to hear is that when they say there's 12 people that are influencing the view of the anti-vax movement, we need to remind them that it's not 12. It's about 80 million. And we're going to keep echoing this chamber over and over and over until the system breaks. Their complicity in a crime against humanity is above reproach. Their fingers are all over this, and what they deserve is nothing less than the punishments appropriate for the extreme measures of crimes against humanity. This is truly a time of war, and if we aren't ready to grab onto what that means, they're going to take the high ground. The left is a vicious cult. And it's a cult that is driven by very psychopathic people. They believe in and revel in the pain of others. They enjoy it. They truly do. And so if we aren't willing to stand up and put a stop to it, call it out, call it for what it is, be bold in front of them and use that power of prayer in Him, we're not going to get anywhere. Now, there's just so many things going on. And the things that I keep saying is, if you're wondering if things are happening, and this always comes up, like when are things going to happen? What's happening? Ask yourself who's not talking. It's the most important question to ask right now. Look around and see what's happening. And then ask yourself where these people are in the public eye. We know that Whitmer, for example, hasn't been in her office for over 2 years. That came from a direct comment from a security guard at her building. Where has she been? We haven't seen Kate Brown for months. We always see her in some sort of like schoolroom or something, but she seldom, we haven't seen her at all in the public eye. We see her in pictures. We read her words. We seldom have to hear her words, thank goodness. But that gender flip, it has not been seen in the public space. Gavin Newsom has been holed up somewhere in his state. And so the question is, where are these people for real? What are they actually doing? Where is Joe Biden? Why is he always flying back to Delaware every night? Where is Kamala Harris? And then ask yourself where the big players were that are no longer on the board. Where's Clapper? Where's Comey? Where's Brennan? Where are the A-listers from Hollywood? Can you imagine the A-listers not saying a word in the midst of one of their greatest leftist victories of all times? Understanding Hollywood is to understand what it is to be an egomaniac. These people cannot survive without having their egos fed by saying things and having their fans placate them, bowing to their feet. So the question really is, where are all these people? And that's a question that we have to continue to ask. Where's Schiff? Where's Nadler? Where's Pelosi? Where's McConnell? You see pictures of these people, but don't take what you see as fact. This is all illusions you're seeing. It's just like moving the pieces on the board, and you have to constantly question the reality that's before you. When you look at a movie of, say, Tom Hanks has put out a new movie, is it Tom Hanks? And if it is Tom Hanks, why isn't Tom Hanks on a media tour to get his movie promoted? Do you realize that most movies, when they do a media tour for their movies, take more time doing the media tour than actual filming of the movie? Any of these actors that are doing films right now that are having new films released aren't doing media tours. The excuse you're going to hear is COVID. Well, if it's COVID, then why don't they do it on Zoom? Why don't they have fan engagements on Zoom like they love to use, or any of the other places? All of these people aren't the same. They aren't acting the same. The patterns have changed. And while we can accept that there's digital patterns that have changed, there's something much bigger here. Keep looking and keep asking questions. It's really critical. We can project a lot of theories, but we don't have the facts. But the most important thing is to ask the questions and not accept what the media is putting before you. Until they can prove it, don't believe it. If you watched the fake space shot today with Blue Falcon or whatever it was with our Amazon Bezos, that was the biggest joke I've ever seen. It literally was incredibly stupid. If you watched it and you saw the capsule, pay attention to the lighting. That lighting was all artificial lighting. That was a stage set. That was not in real life. Watch all the circus of people around it. And see, and pay attention to how the door opened. After they do all this nonsense of moving back and forth, watch the door open. Look how thick the capsule is. You have to pay attention to details right now because they're doing everything they can to keep you distracted and keeping you away from truth. And the biggest truths going are what their agenda is with this injection and what their agenda has been with this election. And those two truths are percolating up. So expect to see more of this craziness to pull your eyes away from what's there. And the media is not going to give you a choice if you follow mainstream media at all. They're going to force you into those stovepipe and those channels of thinking, and they're going to try to get you to follow exactly what they want you to follow because they're not going to give you a choice. When you start looking at the whole range of what's going on in the media, pay attention to how many on-site shoots they're doing, on the scene in filming. How many people are they talking to? Who are the talking heads now? Where are the talking heads that they used to use? All of these things are super important because this is how we begin to unlock their perpetual lie. They are truly fearful right now. They are fearful that the true discovery of what they've been doing is going to be shown to the world. And it's getting easier and easier for us to see it if we take time to look. And that means you have to literally question everything. Take nothing for face value. Dig, dig, and dig again. When you see photos, try to get a date stamp on a photo. Match those photos with previous photos. Fauci's photo tonight in Gateway Pundit. It's amazing because 3 nights ago he was looking skinny in the face. Now he looks like he's gained 10 pounds. What does that mean? These are the questions you have to be asking. And it's because they're flipping before you a lot of different things and doing it intentionally. When you take El Chapo, for example, and I've mentioned the story before, but El Chapo was the cartel leader in Mexico. El Chapo took years to take down, not because El Chapo was impossible to get to, but because El Chapo had 18 body doubles, 18. And he was constantly moving them in play. They were all well-trained. They all looked very much like him. They had all of the technologies to make them look like him and sound like him, and all the training to walk like him and look like him. Now, if they had 18 and he was, do you not think that others have body doubles as well? This isn't some sort of tin hat conspiracy stuff. This is the way it is. When you understand that the technology, the mass technologies of the late 80s was so sophisticated that they, in the CIA working for the FX department in Hollywood, was able to develop a mask that could be changed within 30 seconds and completely transform somebody's looks. So effective that the person that came into the office of then President George Bush was able to bypass Secret Service security with a mask and then reveal themselves in the Oval Office as having been an operator, as a CIA covert agent that President George Bush had worked with, completely transformed their looks and did so in less than 30 seconds. This is the type of technologies that were in existence then. You can imagine what's in existence today. So you have to constantly question, and then you have to add on to that the whole concept of the digital space. Doing a digital hologram of somebody and putting it into, or a CGI development of a character and installing it into a film and then rotoscoping that so it looks normal. These technologies are common. When you add AI, artificial intelligence, to that, they're off the scope of how effective they are. So the question you ask when you see somebody like Tom Hanks in a film, is it Tom Hanks or did they do it with somebody else? All of these things are questions to constantly be asking, because what they're trying to do is deceive you into believing a lie. And the more that we perpetuate the belief in the lie, the stronger they get. We have to reveal all of this in a complete and total fashion so that we have truth and we have truth to work with. And right now, unfortunately, we don't have any truth at all. The place that we're in is a place of constant and perpetual deception. And they count on that to keep their power. The thing is, they've done it for a long time. The difference being that those who were in power, those that had the power before, don't have it today. They've lost it to the people, and the people are returning that power and reclaiming that power. And it's because we're awakening to the lies that they put before us. That vigilance that we've had can never, ever stop. We have to constantly be pushing forward into a place where we will never again let these people do this to us again. It can never happen again. It's a constant, constant process, though, of us revealing truth and questioning everything. And if we don't question everything, they will be able to trap us in their lies and hold us in their matrix of deception to where we will never leave. It is critical that we find the truths. And it's critical that we ask the hard questions of what is and what isn't. The White House is closed. DC is vacant. Where is everybody? Questions that need to be answered. But for the meantime, if we can't answer the questions, don't accept what the media is telling you in any way. When you see a rocket go into space with Bezos in it, ask the question, where are they going? What's this about? When you see that space capsule land and it's got parachutes to bring it down, and a person reaches up and pulls the rope and it just pops off the top of the space capsule, you might ask the question of how is it that it stayed hooked on for the fall from space. When they sit and they try to unlock a window with all the screws and bolts, and then Bezos suddenly turns the handle and opens the door to the inside and steps out by himself of his own space capsule with a wall that's about an inch thick, you might ask yourself how it is that they've built a capsule that's so thin that could withstand the re-entry to Earth. Just curious. See, all of this is a show for them, and they enjoy the mockery. They enjoy teasing you. They enjoy turning it on its head. And this is what the biggest part of this is they revel in doing this with God's children, in getting God's children to willfully follow what they tell them to do, knowing that they're mocking God in every step. That is the way that they work and the way they live. And we have to take that domain back. We have to take that high ground back and never let them do this again. So question everything, research everything. They constantly are living with symbols. They are constantly trying to get us to use our free will to destroy ourselves. And they are constantly celebrating every time we do it, when we fall for one of their traps. And we're doing it because we're not demanding enough of ourselves, we're not questioning enough of what's before us, and we're too willfully accepting the lies that they put before us as the truths that we must follow. There is only one truth in the end that we can follow, and that's the truth of God. And when we hold to our faith and we trust in God fully, and we put Christ in our heart, there is no deception that can hit us. We must constantly look for eyes to see and ears to hear, and we do that through prayer, through strength in our relationship in Christ and God, and through discernment in everything we do. They have completely turned this world on its head, and the only way to fix it is to let it all burn down. Every bit of what they built has to fall, but we can't stand by waiting for it to fall. We have to start building anew right now, and that's part of us breaking from their control, stepping away from the matrix, stepping away from the yokes of corporate enslavement, getting out of the enslavement of debt, working diligently to break free from the control mechanisms that they have, to reset our world in a way that we live with respectfully with one another, that we treat one another as God would want us to treat each other, that we protect the innocent, that we give voice to those that have no voice, that we help those in need. That's the principles in which we have to build our world. And as we do that, we continue to move ourselves farther and farther away from the control of the cabal. It's a critical aspect of how we have to live, and it's the only way we're going to get out of this. They are a ruthless enemy. They are a vicious enemy. They never stop. And they don't desire to stop. They never stop worshiping their dark lord. They never stop pushing to try to cause damage in God's children. And our role must be louder, must be more bold, must be fearless in the face of what they bring. This fear that they're feeling is because that momentum that we're talking about is growing. And the more that we build in our strength, the more they will become more dramatic, more crazy, more reckless. And in the process, they'll make more mistakes and reveal more of who they are. That's the squeeze that's happening right now that we cannot stop. This is like we are in a place right now where we're beginning to see the peak of the mountain. And that climb is going to get tougher every step of the way. But keep your eye on the peak of that mountain. No matter how tough it gets, never, ever quit. Never stop pushing into this. In fact, go harder into this fight. That means get more involved in your public space. Get more involved in your community councils. More involved in your school boards. More involved in your county commissions. More involved with your sheriff. Take time to go meet your sheriff. Talk to him. Tell him what your concerns are. Take time to engage your county commissions. Go to the county commission meetings in groups and pray. Praise God, sing him. Go to the school boards, pray, sing him. Put people in their place. This isn't their world. They don't get to dictate to us how our children are trained or raised. They don't get to dictate to us what rights they're going to take away or not when all of our rights are unalienable rights given to us by God. Be bold, work together, and in the process, stand up and be strong. This fight will be won county by county, in our local space, in our local environments, where we will literally rise up and we will accomplish victory over time. It's not going to happen quickly. It's not going to happen easily, but we will succeed. And that one of the biggest places that we're going to get this launched, all of us together, is Bard's Fest. So don't forget that either. 26th to the 29th in St. Charles, Missouri of August. That's the place that we're going to launch all of this and get ourselves focused back on the foundations of God. So Patriots, in the midst of all this crazy, in the midst of the news headlines that constantly wants to break you down and make you feel like you're lesser, weaker, incapable of solving anything, remember that those who squeal the loudest have the most to lose. And right now, those that are squealing the loudest are the left, those in power, that deep state, and they're panicked. They know what's coming, and there's no stopping what's coming. It's a whole bunch of awakened patriots that have God in their heart that will not bow in any way. All we have to do is to keep pressing in and to double down on that and push in harder than ever before. And in so doing, we will win this fight. It might take some time, but there is no turning back. It's victory or nothing, and that's how we have to fight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we've come together. We thank you for this blessed space which we share each and every night to build fellowship, to build strength, to reinforce our love for you, and to continue to walk in your light as you want us to. Lord, please guide us and protect us in all things. Help us find our way forward in these dark times. Help us, give us the strength and the words, Lord, to be able to reach those that are walking in darkness, to show them where that path out is, to give me the light that guides them. And Lord, let us honor you in all that we do, raising up your love, raising up that powerful glory that you bring into this world. And in so doing, helping the many find their way back to that house on the hill. We say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. All right, Patriots, that's it for tonight. I'm going to keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. Remember, prayers are our foundation, our connection with God. They are what builds that foundation we need each and every day, and each and every day we have to recommit to our love of Christ. And God will never forsake us. He will never leave us. And in the end, God will always win. So have a blessed night. I'll be back this evening for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
Oh, I wanna feel something. I just wanna breathe again. Dive into the deep.